This is Eileen Oakens with TakingTheKids.com on the road with Dane at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane here, high above Chicagoland in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us now, you know her, love and appreciate her work, and have seen her on things like the Today Show, Good Morning America. She's a longtime syndicated columnist with our very own Chicago Tribune. She's going all around the world, sharing those great experiences and travel all around the world, and always taking the kids. It is the one and only Eileen Oakens. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Hey, it's great to have you on again. I know that there's been a number of listeners calling and texting in and saying, well, you know, we need some guidance. We need a little bit of of insight into where to go. Not only just where to go, where some of the cool happening things are for families on their trips, but also maybe even some deals out there, right? Because you want to go see things. You want to get the best deal possible for the family. And you've got a couple of those coming up for winter.
Right, absolutely. And the good news is you won't have to bust your budget to get away. So first up, I think if you want to go to the snow instead of going west, although I live in Denver and love skiing in the west, think about Maine, because you could have a New England experience. You can downhill ski in western Maine. You can go to the Maine state parks and also snowmobile or snowshoe, and then you can get your shopping fix in Freeport, which is the home of L.L. Bean. But a lot of people don't realize that Freeport, which is a very quaint New England town, is a great bet for outlet shopping. It's chock full of outlets, but it's also got great restaurants and cozy inns. So I think that's a good bet. And then,
well, wait a minute. Before you get past Maine, and this is, you know, for the listeners, just to let them know that you have a great connection and a lot of history with Maine as well. It is one of those places. Obviously, we've all, you know, been in school and had a globe, so we know where it is. But I think it's underrepresented as far as, you know, people's awareness of cool things to do out in Maine.
And I think you're right. I mean, I know because I wrote two kids' guides, one to Maine and one to Acadia National Park, which is in northern Maine near Bar Harbor. And not only are there great things to do in winter as well as summer, but it's not that expensive and people are really nice. Just dress warm because it's chilly.
That's what it says on the brochure. Maybe even on the sign as you enter into the state. It's not that expensive and the people are nice, which is great.
So next up, of course, I would think, especially if you're going with a multi-gen group, a cruise is a really good bet because there would definitely be something for everyone, you know, whether they're 80 or 8. I like Holland America because their ships are mid-sized, but they have plenty of bells and whistles, lots of activities for everybody, kids clubs, immersive activities about the destinations, cooking demonstrations, and they'll have some upcoming cyber deals. But besides that, for anyone interested in cruising, wave season is about to start the first week in December, and that's when you get the best cruise deals, not only for the coming winter, but all the way through. If you want to book that bucket list trip to Alaska next summer, you can even book into 2021.
So regardless, and that's, you know, for people to kind of pay attention to. So if regardless of when you think you may want to take that vacation or take that trip or actually do the cruising, like kind of coming up now is like the best time to look into and lock it in.
Right. And also Holland America has a deal, I believe, for Cyber Monday, that if you book a certain trip, then I think you only have to pay, put down a $25 deposit. So that's another that's another good thing. And so for cruising, that's what I would. Another point I'd make about cruising is that's the one kind of vacation I think you want to work with a travel agent, especially if you're new to cruising or new to a particular cruise line. But you want to make sure it's a travel agent who really knows their stuff when it comes to cruising, because it can be mind-boggling. to choose.
Yeah, if you see some of those lists where they've got, you know, all the different destinations and the different amount of days and some of the different stops, and it does vary, and it seems like it's almost like a giant Excel sheet sometimes with all the different possibilities.
Think of going to Disney World for the first time. It's kind of like that, but on steroids, trying to choose among all the different cruise lines and what cabins and where you want to go. And so a travel agent can help sort that out. And also, they can often get you the best deals, too.
Okay.
So now, it's an all-inclusive floats your boat. Club Med has just launched a new amazing family program at Punta Cana and Cancun, and the idea here is they still have all of their kids' activities, but they're adding more activities for the families to do together with staff to facilitate that. Circus school, family yoga, stuff like that.
You know what? And, Eileen, it's never too late to go back to school. We're big proponents of education here, and circus school counts.
And this is the best part. Kids under 4 are free, but kids up to 16, you'll get as much as half off.
Wow.
And in some markets, they're even offering air credits. So if you've been thinking about an all-inclusive, this could be a really good time to try Club Med. So, and then we have all the people who can't get away from work, they say. In fact, more than half the people in the country say they don't take all the vacation that's owed them because they can't get away from work and they feel like they can't afford it. So for those people, Airbnb has Airbnb Work, and the idea is that you can add a day or two onto a business trip and either have the family come with you or have them eat you. And then in Airbnb, of course, you have enough space where you can work, the kids can play, you have a kitchen, so that's going to make it really cost efficient. And the part I like best is you'll be in a neighborhood, you know, so you're going to explore a new city, whether it's Kansas City, San Francisco, New York, or London, wherever you're going, from the perspective of the local. You know, you're not going to be like at a downtown business hotel or right on the tourist track.
So for Airbnb Work, you know, and they've kind of got it planned like that, specific for families, do they kind of curate the different houses or the different opportunities there to kind of fit within that program? Or is this just a suggestion, like, here's another way you can use it?
Well, I think the idea is that you'll search by where you want to, you know, where you're going to be for work, and let's say how many bedrooms you need and how many bathrooms, and then you can do it that way. There is an Airbnb for Work site, but it's easier, frankly, I think, to just go to the original Airbnb site, and then you can either go from there to Airbnb for Work, or you can just search, you know, based on your specific criteria, like, do you need to be near public transportation, or do you want a park nearby or a playground? Do you want a pool if you're going somewhere warm? You know, all of those things. But anyone who travels with kids knows it's so much easier when you have a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And maybe even a washer and a dryer. So that's an affordable way to get some family time, you know, after you finished your work.
I got
to
figure, because Airbnb is absolutely everywhere now, but do you have, or have you had any experience or input or feedback on maybe some different, because you mentioned a couple places like Kansas City, you know, not necessarily thought of as a giant tourist destination, but definitely a cool city to check out. Are there some that you think the Airbnb experience is maybe better than others?
I think pretty much any city, it can be a good experience. Someone was telling me this morning that they stayed in an Airbnb in Italy, and it was way better experience because they were in a neighborhood, not a hotel property,
right?
Yeah, so you can go to local coffee place, local grocery store, you know, local restaurant. So, I mean, if you're going on a business trip, let's say you're going to Indianapolis, maybe, or Cleveland or whatever. You could think about that, you know, if the kids are off from school, take them along or take one along, you know, make it a special trip for just one kid.
See, that's great. We've highlighted Indianapolis as one of our great on-the-road family road trips. Cleveland, we've had some guests there and thought about it, and it's great to see. So this is one of the things that you got, and the listeners know, we're talking with travel guru, takingthekids.com's very own Eileen Ogutz. She's not just all about, she goes to all these places, right? She's in Paris and in London or Portugal or wherever she is, but she also is a proponent for places like Cleveland, which needs it.
It doesn't have to be London or Paris, you know. Omaha, you know, Denver, where I live, you know, I mean, just think Milwaukee, you know, Madison, you might think, oh, I have to go to a convention or a conference or something, and the kids are going to be off from school, I don't know what I'm going to do, but you can turn it into a bit of an adventure, especially now, because the holidays are coming, and they'll be... We're actually putting up next week a section of holiday lights around the country. So, you know, wherever you go, basically, there'll be holiday celebrations and holiday things to do.
A lot of places around the country stepping up their game. The Omaha Tourism Visitor Bureau going to be excited that they got a little bit of a mention here. Exciting tips. It's good to see, too, as much as you are a proponent of fun and family fun and getting out there and just kind of relaxing, unplugging, kind of chilling. We had a couple educational opportunities, too, with Outdoor Discovery School and, of course, Clown School as well. So it's good to see.
Right. I just wanted to mention, too, Cyber Monday. Become as big a deal as Black Friday for the travel industry, and we just have posted something like 80 family travel Cyber Monday deals. So, you know, if people are ready to jump on something, whether it's a hotel, you know, for a quick getaway or a resort 3 months from now, they can probably get a deal. They just have to be ready to jump at it.
Well, we've given them a little bit of lead time, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com as well for that. We may check in again with you before then, but we'll for sure be kind of plugging that, because that's part of it. I mean, you got to be able to be ready. You got to understand, give some thought to what it is you'd like to do, put a little thought into where you want to go and what you want to experience as a family. And then if you pay attention and if you listen to Eileen Ogutz and go to takingthekids.com, you can go ahead and really lock in something special, like you said, that doesn't break the budget.
Okay. Well, sounds great.
All right. We'll let you get back to doing it all. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Sure. Happy travels, as always.